This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
Everybody's doing it.
And welcome to another Tuesday evening on The Single Life on Joy 94.9, where we delve into the dating game and discuss all things about being single, fabulous, and dating in the world we live in. I'm Michelle Declercq, and I have my partner in crime, John Wintrell.
Hello there.
Hi. With me in the studio this evening to chat about all things dating.
Mm-hmm.
So tonight's episode, we're going to look into the possibility of turning your casual fling into something a little more.
I really like how you say fling.
Fling.
Fling. But it makes me think about someone maybe perhaps throwing their undies across the room.
Oh,
am I a little off the mark
well,
there?
Well, no, that's a bit of a casual fling.
Mm-hmm.
We're also going to look into the topical subject of gay marriage.
Oh,
love
yes.
it or hate it.
Yes.
we're going to talk about it. So don't forget, if you'd like to request a song or help John on his dating journey by mm-hmm. providing some hints or tips or just even giving us some feedback on tonight's show,
mm-hmm.
you can email us at onair@joy.org.au.
Yes.
You can SMS, which is 0427-JOY949.
Yes.
Or that's 0427-569-949, because mm-hmm. I always forget.
Okay.
And you can send us a message by Facebook. Mm. And what's that Facebook page?
All you have to do is go to our page, joy.org.au/singlelife, and just go for the link that's right next to those two very hot supermodels standing in the picture on our page. That would be us, Michelle.
Oh, okay. I wouldn't call myself a supermodel,
of course,
you know.
You know what? You've got to be careful. You've got to make sure when you do go to our page, don't forget, very, very important. I waggle my pencil at you, Michelle Declercq.
Why,
because
you like it?
It is very important. You need to make sure you click on that like button.
Yeah, definitely, because we like you, so mm-hmm. you should like us.
There's a lot of like going around.
Mm. So tonight,
mm-hmm.
we're going to be talking about a few different topics.
Mm-hmm.
First one is casual relationship.
Uh-huh.
Can it become something more serious?
Mm. And can it be converted into, I don't know,
I say
a relationship?
No. I say no. What are your thoughts?
I say yes. You've got to massage the situation, MDK. And I don't know, I'm a believer in the old try before you buy philosophy. Do you know okay. what that means?
Well, I'm interested to hear what our listeners have to say on either try before you buy or on the topic
of course.
Casual flings.
And they can SMS us 0427-JOY949, email onair@joy.org.au, or Facebook, of course, just click to the link. That is right next to the face of those two supermodels on joy.org.au/The Single Life.
Well, I'm definitely into try before you buy. I think you definitely need to take things for a test run.
Mm.
before you. I'm talking about like cars and things.
I just
take
love
for
it.
A test drive.
I don't know. I don't know if a relationship's quite kind of like, you know, buying an old jalopy.
Well, it's like buying a new car, kind of.
Yeah, you might end up with some clapped out model, like a clapped out Commodore.
So
you've got to
try it. Try before you buy.
Mm. Yeah, you don't want the jalopy, I suppose.
Well, I don't think that something that's casual can turn into something serious.
Why is that?
I think it depends on the situation at the time.
Hmm.
So when two people get into, like, everyone has different ideas of what they want out of a relationship, whether it be a casual one or something more serious. And I think that, well, for me personally, I could never turn something that's casual into something more serious, because there's obviously a reason why it's casual to begin with.
But maybe it's just casual to begin with, because maybe it is one of those try before you buy, and maybe that other person does want to buy, they just need the right push in the right direction.
Could be down to timing as well, I guess. in terms of people have just gone out of a relationship, they don't want anything serious, but then they meet this someone and starts off casual and it does turn into something serious.
Hang on, is this a story here? This sounds like you're talking about yourself, but you're kind of...
No, there's no story here on my behalf. What about yourself?
Well, you know what? There is stuff going on in the life of JPW and...
He has a life outside of radio.
Of course, there is a life out of Joy, but, you know, the most important parts of my life are here at Joy 94.9. What a great place to be. But yeah, this person that I've been seeing for a little while, it started off not so serious and it looks like it is going somewhere quite serious.
And why did it start off not so serious? Were you just not looking for anything serious, or he wasn't looking for anything serious?
Well, I was kind of in the mind frame that I just wanted to enjoy, you know, what was going on for what it was and not get too caught up about what may or may not happen in the future.
You wanted to try before you buy.
Yeah, I wanted to squeeze those rock melons before I chuck them into my shopping cart.
Have your cake and eat it too.
Mm-hmm. With the icing.
So now it's sort of developed. And why has it developed? Because you guys have been spending a bit of time together, or situations changed?
Couple of fly-in, fly-outs for this person who is remotely located in another city. So a couple of fly-in, fly-outs. You know what a fly-in, fly-out is?
Yeah, they fly in for work and then they fly out again.
Yep.
But so you think it's going to be something serious?
I hope so, but I'm not really sure. I'm not sure where that's going to go yet.
Why aren't you sure? Have you had the talk?
No. The talk has not happened. In fact, The talk
is he
might
listening?
Be happening. He could be. I'm not sure.
Well, if you are listening in, feel free to email on air at joy.org.au or SMS 0427-JOY949.
Yes, you can do that, definitely.
I hope he is.
He could be. You never know.
Who knows?
I really do. I'm very passionate about the whole try before you buy thing. Like, I think that, you know, when you're entering into a relationship, it's a big thing. And sometimes by starting slowly, it helps both parties warm up to the idea, like, you know, do they have any bad habits that I need to deal with? You know, like, I don't know, what's a really bad habit that you've discovered in a relationship? I think my worst one is having someone dump tea bags into the sink. I think that's pretty dirty.
Yeah. Did you tell them that tea bags in the sink is just not on? Put it in the bin?
Well, that was kind of
scared?
Into the growth period where I was trying before I bought. And that's where I pretty much went for my refund.
Abort.
Tea bags in the sink. It's no good for me. It doesn't work.
But that's something that can be changed.
Yeah, I suppose. But it was just too much for me.
Too
I couldn't
much.
Handle the
Abort.
Tea bags in the sink.
Couldn't be bothered.
That's like, Michelle, that's like almost like a compost heap building up in my sink. I don't want that.
Disgusting.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Well, it's funny how as we get older, we just like, if when you're younger, you probably would have put up with that. But now that we're older, it's like, nah, forget it.
Oh,
sorry,
agreed.
We're moving on already.
Agreed.
Can't be bothered. Oh,
your tolerance
enough.
Just goes down the drain. As soon as you get past a certain point, you have zero tolerance, I think.
Well, we've had an SMS in, a couple of SMSs in.
Oh, okay.
One that says, anonymous.
Oh, yes.
Casual fling is awesome. Try before you buy. Check oils and...
Can you say that?
I don't think
you
so.
You can't
we'll
say that on
beep,
radio.
Beep, beep.
Oh,
and
beep,
it says, money. And the other one says, fling, fling, Michelle.
Oh, goodness.
Oh, well, thank
That's
you.
That's one of your admirers, I think.
I've got many.
I think we should say this other word. It's an adult show. Check oils and go on, say it.
Erection. I guess you got to make sure it works.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
And you are listening to The Single Life on Joy 94.9, where tonight we are talking about how to convert from a bit of fun into something more serious. I've been talking with my lovely co-host tonight, Michelle DeClercq. And of course, if you'd like to interact with us tonight, you can contact us on 0427-JOY949 for the SMS. Email on air at joy.org.au or Facebook. You can go to joy.org.au/singlelife and you'll see a link right next to those awesome people that is actually us.
Well, John, we've had quite a few SMSs in during that song.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of people are asking, who is this lucky man that you've been seeing? They want to know details. We've had quite a few messages asking.
Well, I don't know what to say.
Can you divulge?
I can divulge, but I need to know what questions I need to answer.
They're just asking, who is this lucky man? Who is this man you speak of?
I don't know if I'm allowed to say his name, but I will. It's Pete.
Oh, Pete. Big shout out to Pete.
Hey, Pete.
So, Pete, oh, this is awkward. This could be Pete SMSing in. Maybe he's inquiring find out who else you may be seeing on the side.
He could be doing some discreet probing just to make sure it is indeed him that I'm talking about this evening.
Well, I like it. Mm. Well, we are talking about casual relationships and can they be moved into something more serious?
Yeah.
I think no.
Mm-hmm. I think yes.
Well, I think potentially yes. You're kind of swaying me because it is kind of down to timing.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, it's also down to what each person wants. I mean, everyone's ideas of what they want out of a relationship are totally different.
Yeah, I suppose.
And, I mean, you could go into a relationship not wanting something, but something when you've met someone and it's sort of casual, something grows out of it. But I'm just still not convinced.
Okay.
If it's there at the start, it's there. Otherwise, forget it. I'm just not vibing it.
Because, I'm not disagreeing that it's not a, a dangerous path to tread. Like, of course, if you're going to put your heart out there on the line, then someone one day could potentially burn it. But that's not to say that you shouldn't do it.
Do you reckon that people look at you sort of differently? Like, if you start off with something casual, like, they won't take you seriously, or they think you're a bit trashy, or like they don't have respect.
They might think you're just an object.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you think?
You know, it's kind of weird, I think. Maybe it could be different for, all the various sexualities out there. For a gay man, though, like, I know in my experience, like, a relationship always does start off as being quite physical and then it progresses. But then I've heard experiences of people who say, well, you know, to get into any sort of sexual relationship, there must be an emotional connection first, which is kind of the other way around. So I'm not really sure if, there's a one size fits all for this situation.
True.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we've got a few more SMSs.
Oh, yes.
Oh, Frank. Remember Frank?
Oh, I love Frank.
Oh, Frank. He's tuned in tonight. Oh, he misses being on the show.
We miss you too.
But he said, by the way, I sent the check the oils and erection. Frank!
Frank!
Oh, you dirty thing.
I'm so happy I made you say that word now, Michelle.
Oh, God. we've also had a message. Oh, Pete. Is
oh, my
Pete?
God. Oh,
Pete?
Yes, that is him.
Oh,
so should
Pete
I read
here?
This or should you?
Oh, I think you should. I'm nervous.
MDK and JPW, it's Pete here. And yes, I am listening in this evening.
No.
Try Before You Buy is a must. And John, you must. What is it? And John, you have my ticket.
Lol.
And John, you are the hottest person I've ever seen.
Oh, Pete. Oh, no, shut up. That. You did not say that.
He didn't say that.
Pete,
I know he
thanks.
Didn't.
Thanks for messaging in.
Mm-hmm.
It's good to know that you're not a figment of John's imagination because I kind of thought you were. Did you just SMS yourself under the table, John?
Burn.
Oh,
burn.
God. Sorry. No.
Oh, goodness. You're on fire tonight, MDK.
Oh, no.
That's all I got
to
say.
Let's get back to the subject at hand. Mm-hmm. So I think if there's anyone out there who's in a relationship and it's casual at the moment and they want to potentially take it to the next level, they've got to ask them a few questions.
Okay.
If the other person is saying, I'm not the relationship type, does that sort of send out alarm bells?
Yes.
I
think there's no such thing as someone generally speaking about their relationship to a potential suitor.
Yeah.
You would never say to someone that you're kind of interested in that I'm not the relationship type because that would just put them off.
Yeah, so that's just saying they're not that into you.
Yeah.
Don't think of that as a challenge and get excited and go, oh, I'm going to turn this person because it won't work. It'll end up in heartbreak.
Actually, no, that does happen sometimes where people do get convinced, I suppose.
Yeah, but it doesn't usually. If they say they're not the relationship type, they just don't want a relationship with you. That's my thoughts. The next one is if the person's always talking about themselves,
Yep.
It's all about them. They don't really ask you any questions about you.
Mm-hmm.
Forget it. They're not going to want a relationship.
They're not into you.
They're not into you.
You know what? If they can't even spend a couple of minutes out of their day to say, look, how are you going? Like, how are you going, and Michelle
how
Declerc?
Are you going?
Yeah, how are you doing?
It's not all about me.
But John,
you should take that advice as well.
Well, we're both not listening to each other now.
Okay, let's get back on to it instead of arguing with each other.
We've only got a show. We've only got an hour, you know, so chop, get onto it.
Chop, chop.
Mm-hmm. Get it together.
Another thing, if they avoid questions such as, do you want kids one day, or do you want to be in a long-term relationship?
Goodness, that's...
You need to run, don't you?
Well, you know what you have to do? For goodness sakes, people, stay in the moment. Let's not try and look into our magic genie glass and say, this is what the future is going to be all about, because frankly, nobody knows what's going to happen.
No.
I don't know if you're going to have like a Porsche. I don't know if you're going to, and this is just theoretical, I should say, too, by the way. Don't know if you've got a Porsche. Don't know, you know, if Mr. Right is going to land on my door with like three arms or like green teeth. It's the future, people. We don't know what's going to happen until it happens.
Well, if the future holds people with green teeth, I'm not interested. They need to go to the dentist.
Goodness.
Is what I say.
Mm-hmm.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Listening to The Single Life on Joy 94.9, where this evening we have been talking about how to convert that little smidge of fun into something a little more serious. I've been talking, of course, with the lovely Michelle Declerc, who has been guiding us through the topic this evening. And, of course, if you'd like to interact with us alongside some of the many other listeners to our show this evening, you can SMS us on 0427-JOY949 or email on air@joy.org.au, or finally you could Facebook us, which is done by going to joy.org.au/singlelife, and you'll see a link right next to those supermodels sitting on the right hand side of the screen. Michelle,
stop talking yourself up, John. Supermodel status.
I know.
So we've had quite a few SMSs and a few emails in. Mm-hmm. So we've got an email here that says, my current girlfriend and I were casual for 4 months before we decided to give a relationship ago.
Mm-hmm.
It's now been 18 months. When we met, we weren't ready, but it's worked out for the best. I love it.
Okay.
It's a good news story.
I'd really like to know
how they met.
Well, and how like it converted back to like, or how it converted back to you know, a relationship. What were the events that led up to that conversion after 4 months?
Did they have a talk?
Was it a gradual transition, or was it like, you know?
Yeah, what happens? Is there a talk? Is there a talk involved?
How would you do it?
Just implied.
I'd need to do the talk, because then I think something that would bother me is if, you know, in your mind that it was just implied, oh yeah, we're in a relationship today.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Because when you assume, you make an ass of yourself. So yeah, it's better to just talk about it and get
then
it open.
Then all of a sudden you get home and the person that you've, you know, set your hearts and dreams in, you know, is shacked up with someone else.
Mm.
That's just not on. That's not what I want to see. I want to, you know what's going on. I want to get to the bottom of it.
True, true.
Mm-hmm.
We've had an email in from a good friend of mine.
Goodness. Our bloody... Oh, goodness, I swore.
Oh, calm down, John. Calm down.
Our email pipes are...
From Chell, aka Chelsea.
Mm-hmm.
Abrams.
Chell.
Hi.
I couldn't pronounce your name. Sorry, Chell.
Chell. Chelsea Abrams. She says, I definitely think one should try before they buy. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, how would you know if you would want to be with that person? But mm-hmm. she also mentions, although never buy what is overused. Too true, too true.
So she's also a believer of my theory of never buying the clapped out model.
Yeah, don't go for the one that's been overused.
Look, the clapped out Commodore is just not going to give you the mileage that you need, I'm sorry.
Oh, not interested. Megan's sent us an SMS.
Oh, yeah.
Hi, Megan. She says, listening in as always every week. Oh, thanks, Megan.
Oh, thank you, Megan.
For your love.
They're very, very nice to get your love.
And Johnny as well. Johnny, we do love you.
Mm.
Says, Michelle, you make me live again. Thank you.
Oh, you know
thanks,
what?
Johnny.
Johnny, I'm yet to get my love message from you, but that's all right.
Send him out some love and he might give you some back.
What? How would I do that exactly?
I don't know.
Describe this to me. How would I send back this so-called love?
I don't know, but I'm thinking of Johnny so that he knows. Mm-hmm. He just knows that I'm sending love his way.
Okay.
I'm a very loving person.
Yeah, I know you are.
All right. So getting back to the relationships, casual to committed, obviously can happen.
Mm-hmm.
We've seen examples, yourself included, mm-hmm. about how it can happen.
Yep.
So what's your, I guess, one tip for people that are wanting to make their relationship from casual into something more permanent?
Yeah, I reckon the most important thing is just putting it out there. You know, the saying goes, no risk, no reward.
Yeah, be so, honest and open.
Yeah, if you want something, then say you want it.
Yep.
Because no one will know if you want a relationship if you don't tell anyone.
Yeah, true.
And do you know what? This is my opinion of what I've observed about people in this world. Everybody wants to stand there and be romance, but no one ever thinks to actually go up and do it themselves. And sometimes when you make that first step to say, wow, you're really amazing and I really love you, that you know, you blow someone's socks off and you could open a pathway to something really amazing.
So are you setting a challenge out there for everyone?
Shut up.
No longer challenges for you. We're sending challenges to our listeners.
Mm-hmm.
But they should get out there and just, if there's someone that they're interested in,
mm-hmm.
just say it.
Yeah, just do it.
Just see what happens.
For goodness sakes, you just got to chuck it out into the universe, because
be bold and be brave.
Universe cannot provide if it doesn't know, you know, what you want. But I think it's like that book, The Gift. You know,
never heard it. The Gift.
Okay. Yeah.
Is it like The Secret?
Yeah, oh, that's no? right. The Secret. Oh, I got confused.
God, get your facts right. It's embarrassing. We are live on air.
True, true.
John, get it together. No wonder you can't get a relationship together. Mm-hmm. Can't even get the names of the books right.
Mm, oh, we've got a new email in MDK. Perhaps you'd like to read that?
Oh, it's from Frank.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Frank's talking about getting lucky.
Mm, and thank you for playing my song.
Oh, no worries, Frank.
Yeah, that's all right, Frank.
We love it. So I guess the next topic for tonight, I'm a bit nervous to talk about this one.
Oh, come on.
Is gay marriage.
Well, you know
I
what?
Think people have been, they've been beaten over the head with it.
Yeah, a little.
Is everyone getting sick of it? Mm. Talking about it? Just making it happen?
Yep. I can't see why it hasn't happened, to be honest. Like, I think that there's just so many. It's like I read this thing on Facebook the other day.
Mm.
A man standing at Subway and complaining about what sub the man in front of him bought is a little like what straight people think about gay marriage. If you know, you don't understand that. I can see a look of confusion on your face.
No, I'm very confused.
Well, they're basically complaining about something that doesn't even concern them, to be honest. That doesn't impact them, in my opinion.
Oh, okay, I get it. Mm. Oh, it's just hit me.
It's just, I tried like to use junk food as a way face, to yeah. you know, and I know you were looking for biscuits tonight, so I thought if I use food, it might.
I am dieting,
dig
John.
Into your heart.
Just don't talk about food right now. I might beat you over the head.
There was a bit of chocolate out in the green room, and you were looking a bit angry. In the eyes.
So let's have a quick, I'll give you a bit of a quick overview of some same-sex unions around the world, some statistics,
mm-hmm.
where gay marriage is legal.
Okay.
So since 2001, 15 countries have legalized same-sex marriage. I'll just go through a few. The Netherlands was the first in 2001.
Mm, they're very forward-thinking, those Netherlanders.
They are. And this year we've had Uruguay, New Zealand and France.
Mm-hmm. I love France. Oui, oui.
Oui, oui. So then there's countries that have partial legislation.
Mm-hmm.
So in these nations, obviously same-sex marriage can be performed only in certain states.
Okay.
But is then nationally recognised.
Oh, okay. So,
for instance, in Brazil, same-sex couples are entitled to civil unions, but can convert the civil union to marriage in several Brazilian states with the approval of a judge, and the marriage is then nationally recognised. Is this like going a little bit too far?
No.
Can't it just be one blanket There you go. That your marriage is legalized.
Yeah, well, that's what I can't understand it.
Too much jargon.
And I don't understand how union between two consenting people should be anyone's business, except for, you know, the people in that relationship.
Yeah, it's like in the US. I don't understand how some jurisdictions in the US have legalized marriage and others don't recognize same-sex marriage whatsoever.
Mm.
It should just be, in my opinion,
the same for everyone.
Same, yeah.
I agree. So, what about in Australia? What's the thoughts there in MDK? Do you think, you know, we're going to gain traction anytime soon?
Well, I hear a lot
of,
so.
I hear a lot of rumblings, but when I was doing a little bit of research on the gay marriage equality website, it looked as if, you know, they were struggling a little and they weren't making much progress at all.
Well, at the moment, from my understanding, we've got unregistered cohabitation.
Mm.
So unregistered de facto relationships are recognised.
Okay.
Look, whatever that means. I think it should just be one. Let's not confuse the situation. Let's just make it the same for everyone.
Yeah, and this brings me round to, having different privileges for gay couples as opposed to straight couples. I did a bit of research on the internet this week, and I came across the story of Clay and Harold, who were a gay couple living in California. They got to a certain age, of course. Harold, one of the couple, age 88, ended up being put into hospital. And then his partner, Clay, actually got put into a nursing home without his consent, which allowed the government to go through and sell all of their possessions and separate this couple. And I would never imagine that something so horrific would ever happen to a straight couple. And it just drives home to me, why do we need marriage equality? It's because of reasons like this, separating, you know, people who've been in love all their life. Why keep them apart? They should be together. What are your thoughts on that, MDK? Are you a firm believer of, you know, love forever? Or
Well, I actually am not a big believer in marriage myself. But having said that, I think that if people want to be married, they should have every right to be married. I'm sort of in the belief that many people in the straight world get married out of necessity. Well, I think I would. Just if I was going to have children, and I'd want everyone in the family to have the same name. So I'm not
goodness. Okay.
I don't think that people need to have a piece of paper to show that they're in a committed relationship. But like your example with the story, of how, like, if that had been a straight couple and they had been married, then that wouldn't have happened.
Mm-hmm.
So look, I do believe that if people want to get married, then it should be their choice, whether they're gay, straight, or any sort of gender, or, you know.
Yeah, I love that. I think that's pretty much what I think, and probably what our listeners think. So, of course, this evening we've been talking about gay marriage on The Single Life on Joy 94.9. Of course, that was the lovely Michelle de Klerk, who's just been speaking with her beautiful silken voice. And if you'd like to get involved in the show and send us a message, you can SMS us on 0427 Joy 94.9 or email onair@joy.org.au. Or alternatively, you can send us a message on Facebook. Go to joy.org.au/singlelife and you'll see a link right next to the picture of the gorgeous people on that page. Hit the link and make sure you hit like while you stop by our Facebook page, because we definitely like you. And now for some community service announcements.
To find out more about Joy 94.9, check out joy.org.au.
Sorry about that, Michelle.
Welcome back to The Single Life on Joy 94.9. Not funny, John. Get it together. So tonight we're talking about gay marriage.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd love to hear your thoughts, people. So send us an email on air@joy.org.au or SMS 0427 Joy 949. Mm-hmm. So I think that for a lot of people, marriage is just about the reassurance and the extra commitment. Mm-hmm. So they want that piece of paper to feel secure about yep. themselves.
Okay.
So at the end of the day, I think the real point is that legal document also does give spouse rights, like we were talking about before in your story.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why it's important. So I think that, you know, I'm not gay and I've never been married, but it doesn't mean I don't have compassion mm-hmm. and understanding for those that find themselves in a situation where they're denied their basic dignity and rights, by people that don't have any involvement in their lives, like the government, basically yeah. telling them that they can't get married.
Yeah, I don't know why you know other people should get involved in, you know, something as private as a relationship between two people.
Mm.
You know, if they love each other, then they have the right to be together for the rest of their lives. So I don't know why other people should have a say in you know, what they should be doing.
Yeah, I know.
Mm.
Anyway,
so I can.
We've had a few more SMSs.
I've got a few things that kind of made me laugh too, but okay. We'll do the SMSs first. But I have to say this, it's just cracking me up.
All right, so SMS, we've got a follow up story from the story we mentioned before about the relationship that was casual for 4 months.
Oh, yeah.
And that turned into something more permanent.
Oh, yep. Give me the details.
So, how it swapped over. They both started out not wanting anything more than it just being purely physical,
mm-hmm.
but they realized that they'd found great people.
Okay.
And everything. And everything that they want, well, everything that she wanted in a girlfriend. And they had a talk about it, and it ended up with having a girlfriend.
Oh.
Friend.
Yes. Aww. Another success story here on The Single Life.
Winning.
Mm-hmm.
Also, in the US, we've had there's another message, by the way. In the US, there are over 1,000 rights that straight people have that gay people don't. As John said, it's issues such as medical emergencies and also immigration issues that are important.
Oh, agreed with that too. So
that's from me.
I was in my research. I did read an article about this couple, one who was based in the US and the other who was based in Europe. They were going to visit each other to continue their relationship. But then the European guy, when he was coming through the US borders, was asked not to return for 6 months. Otherwise, he may be refused entry into the country. And I think that's just appalling. Like, if you're in love, why would you be, you know, turned away from going to see the person that you care about the most? It's just ridiculous. And, I know that those rights are not something that the rights are enjoyed by heterosexual people are not the same that's enjoyed by gay people.
But hang on, was that an immigration issue? Because basically that happens to everyone. It doesn't matter whether you're gay or straight. If it's an immigration issue.
Mm. Yeah, but...
Was it an immigration or because they were gay? I think it was an immigration issue, John.
Oh, you're cutting my grass now. Look, I love it when you cut my grass.
Yeah, sorry about that. Get your facts right.
That's all right.
Before you speak up.
My grass is now cut.
Thank you.
My clippings are out the back.
Thank you. And we've got another SMS. I love these anonymous SMSs tonight. There's lots of love, but we don't know who it's from.
You missed out on the end of Megan's message.
Oh, what did Megan have to say?
She wanted to also say, Michelle's voice is sexy.
Well, I didn't want to read it out because I know that you get quite jealous when people give me compliments. So thank you, Megan. Next SMS says, hi guys, lovely to hear classy and polite people on radio in this amazing city full of diversity and culture.
Ooh, wow.
Oh, that's, I love that message.
That's such a classy, uplifting
message.
Mm, that's really complimentary. I'm quite flattered by that.
Well, we've had lots of people SMS in tonight, so we want to do a big thank you to everyone that sent in a message, including the likes of Frank, Megan, Bro, Chell, Pete, and all you anonymous people as well. Have I missed anyone out there?
Yeah, you forgot George, which we based our show off.
Oh, George.
Don't forget George.
Well, George hasn't contacted me personally.
But he contacted me, and that's just as good. It's the golden ticket.
I don't think we actually mentioned to all the listeners at the start of the show that George was our listener from Spain.
Irrespective.
Well, you can't mention it if we didn't mention it to everyone else.
I can mention it whenever I want.
So, everyone, just a bit of background. George contacted us and said that we should do a show based on his thoughts of can relationships that are casual go to something more permanent? And thanks, George. Mm-hmm. That's going out to you. So, if you've got future topics that you'd like discussed, please feel free. Email mm-hmm. onair@joy.org.au.
Of course, you can send us a SMS 0427JOY949.
Or because we're about to finish, how about the Facebook page, John?
Of course, you can click through to our Facebook page on joy.org.au/singlelife and click on the link that is not next to the picture of the supermodels because we are not supermodels.
So thanks, everyone, for listening for another week of The Single Life mm-hmm. on Joy 94.9.
And what an evening it's been. We've had a chat about the life cycle of a relationship, from converting it from something that is purely physical to something that's more committed with an emotional connection. Mm. And then we moved on to marriage equality and what it means. It's been a pretty interesting show, wouldn't you think, Michelle?
I think it has been. Bit of banter, a bit of fun.
A bit of, you know, shoulder rubbing and a bit of excitement over here in Studio 3. Mm.
So what's in store for next week?
Well,
everyone will just have to tune in, won't they?
Yes. And if you think that you've missed out on a couple of our previous episodes, you can, of course, download them from joy.org.au/singlelife and listen to our podcast because, oh my goodness, they are so interesting. I listen to them and I absolutely just lose it.
We have covered quite a few topics.
Yes.
So good night, everyone. Mm. Sleep tight.
All right. Bye, guys.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au. Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.